There are two things that I did for this town. One of them was to do away with the poll tax. If you didn't pay your taxes, you couldn't vote. And I collected enough signatures and got that passed, so we got rid of it. The timing was kind of right for it, too. And the other was to increase the select board from 3 to 5 selectmen.
And why did you feel that was important?
Because there were 3 men who ran the town. And they never had regular meetings. They used to meet out, and I could see them standing in front of the memorial building making decisions about things that were going on. And sometimes only one person would make the decision. The others might be away. And I felt that it needed to be more representative. And I managed to collect enough votes, signatures, to present that to the voters. And
so you did it in a petition style.
Yeah, and I collected all the signatures for both of those things. So that I'm very proud of.
Well, you should be. Now let's talk a little bit more then about your civic involvement and other organizations that you're involved in.
Oh, boy. Well, I had a little list. Let's see. Well, not a Stowe thing, but I was on the Governor's Commission on the Status of Women, and that was when Madeline Cunin was governor. I got appointed to that. And I got interested in, let's see. Oh, I was a founding member of the Stowe League of Women Voters, but I don't remember exactly what year that was.